suppose I actually was contemplating my shift as I came back in, and I suppose with cricket and football and Olympic Games and so forth, I've seen some thrilling things over the years, and you can feel the terrible feelings of nervousness and anticipations, particularly I think at the Olympics, but I don't really think that I've ever felt like I felt when I sat down to do this. Amazing scenes here as Ambrose bowls again to McDermott, who whips this off his bat, absolute square leg. More runs here, they've got one. They're turning for two. Will they contemplate the third as the ball is picked up about 6 metres inside the fence? No, two will do. McDermott goes to 18, May is 41, the Australians 9 for 183, two to tie, three to win.
Oh, and this is what makes it the greatest game in the world. You were talking about Olympic Games, you were talking about football. This is what makes this game the greatest game in the world. It is just fantastic. And when you actually are at the ground and witness something like this, it's something that stays with you for life.
Now Ambrose trying for this breakthrough. Bowls to McDermott again. McDermott hits it down the ground, but he won't get it past Bishop at mid-on. And that's the end of another over. Listen to the crowd now. They're standing. They're actually standing to applaud at the end of the over. But I think they must still remember that the Australians require three for victory. McDermott 18, May 41, 9 for 183.
Should we check all the scorers in the ground to make sure that's exactly right? Graham, tell me it is exactly right, please. Thank you very much. The scoreboard agrees, 183. Courtney Walsh bowling now. This could be the last over of the game, one way or the other. I just love it. I really do. It is just such a fantastic test match, this, that I hope you, listening wherever you may be, have shared some of the emotions that certainly are coming through this commentary box at the moment. It is just, well, it's a delight to be here to watch a test match.
Now, there's two slips being set. There's a deep gully, a cover point, a mid-off wide, mid-on, a short square leg, and a fine leg and a third man. As Walsh goes in to bowl to Tim May, lifting delivery outside the off stump, steered down into the gully to Simmons. Still 9 for 183. And the crowd applauding as though at a tennis match with each point. And I suppose that's about what each delivery is now. It's a point in the ball game. The crowd, I think officially at about 12,000 people today, must have now swelled well over 15, 16, 18,000. It's extraordinary. 14,000 was the official crowd, sorry. And, it's got to be 4,000 or 5,000 more than that now. Incredible scenes here in this late afternoon in Adelaide as Walsh runs away again and bowls to Tim May. He's taken on the pad, the ball going down leg side. The appeal is turned down.
Yeah, no doubt about the fact that that was missing leg stump. It cut away from pitch, probably middle stump. And I think it was an appeal more in hope than the West Indies really thinking it was out. Mind you, there have been some very, very close ones today that could have gone the other way. I can vividly remember Justin Langer went on strike to Kenneth Benjamin. I can remember Craig McDermott went on strike to this man, Courtney Walsh. And I suppose if Australia do get up and win, then the West Indies may well be a little bit peeved with those two decisions.
Here comes Walsh again. He bowls to Tim May, who hits it in the air but safe. Behind square leg, a run finds. They've got one. No, they're not going to go back for the second. It was there, perhaps. But they decide against it. It's 9 for 184. One to tie, two to win.
Oh, you know why it wasn't there? Curtly Ambrose, the man that has just bowled so magnificently, when he saw the ball coming in his direction or behind square, he made up so much ground and he was onto it. Had Desmond had to do the fielding after turning around and chasing it, they may well have got the second.
Tim May going down for a word to Craig McDermott. I'm sure they both know what needs to be done. Des Haynes saying to Richie Richardson, where do you want me? He said, stay where you are. The die is cast. We've set the field. Let's live with it.
Oh,
I just think one of the things I've overlooked is the enormous pressure here on the umpires. I mean, they must be feeling the tenseness and the closeness of this game just like the players. And they know, I suppose, the very next ball they could be called upon to adjudicate an LBW or a very difficult catch. So let's think about them. Gully comes up close, only about 8 or 9 metres away. McDermott's on strike. Walsh goes in past the umpire and bowls to him. Down leg side, he tried to swat it past Haynes at short leg. Haynes rises to the occasion, gets on hands and knees and stops it.
Right to the last ball. It's That then was a good piece of fielding by Desi Haynes. He saw McDermott swinging cross bat. Normally bat pad in that situation would take his eye off the ball. Had he taken his eye off the ball, it would have slipped past him for a single and scores would have been tied. But he kept his eye on the ball. Good cricket, Desmond Haynes.
9 for 184. The Australians require 186 to win. The West Indies still need a wicket. Here goes Walsh again. He bowls to McDermott, who pushes into the offside field. They fidget for a run. It wasn't there, you know, to quote somebody who said that once, as Benjamin came racing in to pick it up, and the scoreboard still remains the same. McDermott takes off the helmet, mops the brow, walks away towards Des Haynes. He doesn't want to chat to him. He just wants to soothe his own nerves. Probably Haynes doesn't feel much different. He pops the helmet back on. Courtney Walsh walks back to the top of his mark, gives the ball the final rub on the flannels as he turns, and McDermott settles down.
Have you ever seen a tired test match?
I've only been two.
You didn't answer the question, Neville.
No, I haven't.
Nor have I.
Still a chance, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Now, Walsh starts in again, looking for the wicket. He bowls to McDermott, who turns away from it. Is he out caught behind? He is! The West Indies have won by one run. McDermott has been caught by the keeper for 18. May not out 42. Australia all out for 184. The Australians have failed by one run. The West Indies have tied the series. We go on to Perth now to decide who will win the Frank Worrell Trophy. What a test match.
Well, there you are, Neville. I was right all along. I said at tea time they couldn't win. But dear, oh dear, mustn't they be feeling sick? Craig McDermott, Tim May, done everything that was asked of them apart from scoring two more runs. What a brilliant test match. And in some ways, you know, I feel as though the West Indies deserve to have won that test match. They had Australia reeling at 7 for 74. It was a fine performance by both teams. And of course it must be when you get a test match that ends like that. Great round of applause from McDermott and May. The West Indies are cock-a-hoot and they've got every right to be. What a great game of cricket.
So Australia Day became West Indies Day. Their one-run winning margin, the smallest in Test history. Within a week, the West Indies wrapped up the series in Perth, winning by an innings inside 3 days to retain the Frank Warren.